no matter what.
Yeah.
Political theater is an interesting thing, and they've all said that they're going to continue on to the convention, but it is going to be a function of money.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, and once they realize that they're not going any further, they're not going to spend any more money, are they?
Which right. brings up an interesting question, Sean.
Yes.
Newt Gingrich has a press conference scheduled this evening.
Yes, he does.
What
yes,
do we think
does.
That's about? Is he retiring from the race?
No.
We're going to see That's how the numbers are looking.
Do you really think he's just going to hand it over to Romney?
He may not have a choice. He may not have a choice. He does not have the personal wealth to fund the campaign himself.
I thought he was a billionaire.
No.
He's rich.
Oh, he's not a billionaire.
Well, what's all this Fannie Mae and Ricky D?
But see, here's the thing, Jay. It's an odd time to be calling a press conference. I mean, why would you call a press conference right after the caucus? Yeah.
Well, why would he? Why would he go through the caucus and then?
I hate to speculate, but I think it's going to be that he's maybe going to suspend his campaign.
And he's going to endorse Mitt Romney.
I don't know. Will you think he'll endorse, Sean?
I think he will endorse, and I think if he does, I think he'll end up endorsing Romney. I don't think he has a choice. Santorum is gone.
And Ron Paul?
And Ron Paul is just Ron Paul.
He's just hanging around, isn't he? Just hanging out. It's going to be Romney, isn't it?
It's going to be Romney, yes.
Can he beat Obama, do you think? In your opinion?
Not having had the opportunity to see what his general election platform is going to look like, we don't know the dynamics as far as who his running mate is going to be, and we couple that with the fact that we're seeing some improvement in the economy in this country. It's going to be interesting as to whether or not he can.
Is there any speculation of who will be his running mate?
Well, of course, everybody's talking about Governor Sandoval.
He mentioned his name one time, and now what?
They do these things on purpose.
Well, Sandoval said he's not doing it.
Sandoval has come out and said he's not doing it.
It isn't going
to be Sandoval. I'll go on record right now as saying it's not going to be Sandoval. Anybody that thinks that Sandoval could be the nominee for vice president needs to go to google.com and Google Palin, Sarah.
Really?
Yes.
Why, what's that?
Could that happen?
An immensely popular governor halfway through her first term.
Didn't work out.
Don't
say anything bad about Palin now.
Yeah, he's a Palin fan.
I'm only here for an hour.
If you think I'm a Palin fan, you should talk to my daughter.
Well, there has to be some speculation on who would run with Romney.
Susana Martinez. Maybe Susana Martinez out of New Mexico.
He's looking for the Latino vote.
Potentially.
Well, now that just seems to me like politics as usual.
But, you know, we learned something in Florida. He has the Hispanic vote. People couldn't believe how much of the Hispanic vote Romney got in Florida. He didn't just get the Cuban Hispanic vote. He got the rest of the Hispanic vote.
Why do you think that is? What is his appeal? What's his appeal to the... Is it just, or is it the turnoff that Gingrich is?
Gingrich is very, very divisive. And he turns off more voters than he attracts. He has the same problem that Rick Santorum does. Rick Santorum's negatives are through the stratosphere because nobody likes him.
Because he's too outspoken?
It's because he's too outspoken.
Too brazen, and I'm the one, and hey, you're all, and always negative. Oh, what did you do? I saw that in the
debates. And that's not even talking about his policies.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I know. It's crazy. Now, I have to admit, Gingrich was... He was on my list because I thought at least he knows how to deal with the mongrels of politics. I mean, Romney just looks like the kind of guy that's going to say, well, let's go have a round of golf and talk about this. Wait, let me fix my hair first.
You're right. Romney does have the right hair to be president.
My hair.
As far as Gingrich, in that respect, you're absolutely correct. There's nobody left in the race that has a more thorough knowledge of the way our government works. He knows more about history. He knows more about policy.
And the people.
Any of the
politicians.
Candidates.
I mean, I'm sure he's got dirt on a lot of them.
The problem is there's so much dirt about him that the voters don't take him seriously because his personal life is such a disaster. And being that this dynamic started a long time ago because he was one of the first people to call for Clinton's impeachment when Clinton was having his own personal problems.
Right, yeah.
And now we're finding out, you know, he's on wife number three. Mm-hmm. He cheated on wife number one with wife number two, cheated on wife number two with wife number three. You know, they're all coming out and talk about open marriages, and he's saying that poor kids should clean bathrooms, and there's no policy debate in the country that's going to be able to going to be able to outshine those sorts of problems.
Well, I think he's kind of realistic. He's being realistic. In the condition the economy is in, get in, then clean the bathrooms then if that's what you have to do. So I think Newt's really taken out of concept. Everything that comes out of his mouth, somebody twists it around, but it's real. It's real life.
You still like Newt, don't you?
No, They're I don't like Newt. I never did context. Like Newt. But I think he has that experience, that bulldog thing that says, hey, I know what game you're playing here, and we're not going to do it.
You're right. However, the greatest PR machine in the entire world is Organizing for America, which is now officially going to be Obama for America again. They will not allow the debate to be centered on the issues. There's too much.
How can
personal...
they stop it?
Easy, because That's not what people want to talk about. They want to hear about Newt Gingrich asking for an open marriage, and they want to hear about the.
Do you think that's
like
a wave of the future? Open marriages? Let's get to something real here. Is that the way of the future?
You know, all I know is if I was going to a swingers club, which I don't, but if I were and somebody walked in and said Newt Gingrich wants an open marriage, I don't know that would be play too well.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Jeez, it's all so crazy. I mean, I think I find it just absolutely amazing that they can't find anything on Romney. Can he be that clean?
I think he is.
Can he be
I
that?
Think he
Come
is.
On.
He's a nice guy.
I guarantee you there's stuff out there. There's the story about the dog on the top of the car, which I don't know if that's going to carry any weight, but...
What, he did the dog on top of the car? Mm-hmm. I mean, that would be the only thing that...
What did you just say?
Well, what else would there be that could bring him down?
No, there is a story that has been reported for several years now that Governor Romney had put his dog in a dog carrier and then strapped it to the roof of his station wagon when he went on vacation with his family.
Sounds practical
right,
to me.
I'm not voting for him. Sounds practical to me. So that's all they could find on him, huh?
So far. I mean, they're trying to.
Well, and you know what he would say. I mean, a dog loves to get in the back of a truck and stick his head out there and he's flying in the wind. Dogs love it.
I really don't think that story is going to carry too much traction. We're talking about a person that wants to be the leader of the free world.
Do you think he's got the savvy, the financial knowledge and business to take us out of where we are?
I think he has the financial knowledge to be able to put us on the right track, potentially. I mean, this is a man that's made a ton of money rescuing failing companies, building new companies, and enriching existing companies. That's what that's what you do as a venture capitalist.
Is that what our country needs to do? Is that what we need to do as a country now?
Our financial policies need to be reevaluated in this country, absolutely.
Yeah, totally do. We need to make more things here. I agree with all that. I don't know. He's just so squeaky clean. And every time there might be something that you think he's going to answer or you're thinking, oh, yeah, come on, give us the truth. That smile. You know, it's almost an Elvis smile.
He's a bit wooden. He is a bit wooden. He has a really
bad
habit.
As opposed to plastic?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he goes between plastic and wooden, and he has a really bad habit of glaring at the people that are talking to him, which I wish he would not do that.
He looks at him like, you really serious?
We're already
I've got
hearing
that look
voters
in my
that
eye.
Are saying that.
You hear that? Mitt glare.
I was looking at it.
Like, are you stupid?
He's talking about Gingrich glaring, right?
No, he's talking about Mitt Romney.
Oh, okay.
He does that all of a sudden.
No, Gingrich doesn't glare. He just yells at the moderators in the debate.
What did you think of that? I thought that was good. I thought, yeah, go get him, Newt.
I think the first time it was very effective. The first time, the second time it was kind of charming. And then as it keeps happening, I'm like, you know what? Just answer the question.
Well, you know, I find that there's not too many. I mean, they're like he said, we can't get and encourage enough good Americans to want to be in that office.
That's true.
Because we're stripping them down piece by piece.
Yeah, and who has a
judging them
perfect
for
background?
Well, everybody flapping their jaws, but I doubt it.
Well, and this is the problem, is the people that would really be good for these offices say, there's no way I would ever run for this because it's too hard on your family, it's too hard on yourself, it's too hard on your life. I mean, during the 2008 election, the Republicans were carping because they found evidence that when President Obama was a child, he had written a paper saying he wanted to be the president, and they were using that supposedly against him. And we've seen talk about birth certificates in this country.
Yeah,
and
everything.
All these things.
I mean,
that it's just, it has
your little
no
cigar box that you had when you were a kid is being opened.
Well,
it's being opened.
Is kabuki theater anymore. Yeah, I mean, it isn't a conversation
kabuki,
between.
I like that. Kabuki theater. I love that.
It isn't a conversation between grownups. And as far as to go back to the point about Gingrich sniping at the media for asking tough questions, as a journalist, it's our responsibility to our readers to ask the tough questions. I don't need to go in there and ask softballs, so all I get back are just regurgitated lines from his website.
Or lies.
Or lies, yes.
But the thing is, I'm just so sick of the digging. Dig till you find something with the family, or you find something sickness, or something bad, or something you did, or criminal, or what you did for money. I mean, we've all got stuff like that in our background. It just seems like there's more important things, and I did agree with him when he said that. Sean, will you stay with us a little bit longer?
I sure will.
Okay, we're talking about Nevada caucus. We don't know the results and won't even know the results today, we find out.
We know Romney won. Come on. Let's be real.
Yeah, we do. Thank you for joining us on Broadview. We'll be right back.
It's fun to wake up again. Don Geronimo is here weekday mornings, 5:30 till 10 on 1270 The Buzz.
Congratulations, you made it through 2011. Now on to a bigger, brighter year. And this year, making some time for yourself is on the top of the list. Hi, it's Regina from RenewMD. If you've made a New Year's resolution to take better care of yourself, this is the time to start. Take care of those spots, wrinkles, and spider veins with advanced skincare treatments. Then melt off the stress with our sauna and massage. It's free with qualifying skincare packages. Under board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. James Murphy, we offer non-invasive, result-driven services to have you looking and feeling your best. We're going all out to help check off your New Year's resolution. We have non-invasive medical makeovers $200 off, but only for the first 15 to purchase. Also, Dermasound will hydrate dry skin and have you looking refreshed for only $79 this month. That's $100 off. So if taking care of yourself is on your New Year's list, call us today for a free consultation at 852-4500. That's 852-4500. We're RenewMD, setting the gold standard at affordable prices.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back. With me today, my co-host, JP, and also Sean Carey here, a political columnist for the News and Review. Welcome. Glad to have you here, Sean. And just joining us is Isaiah Price, who is just crazy about politics. Well, that's all I can say. You said which caucus did you go to, Isaiah?
I was at SWOPE Middle School.
And you said that Newt Gingrich actually took that district?
He took the small little district that I was in. So I guess our little sub district.
Am I allowed to ask, did you vote for him?
I did not. You are allowed to ask. I'm not afraid. I like Newt. He's a very smart guy, but you know, I'm just afraid that he's already burnt out all of his political goodwill in Washington. And I mean, we've already had one ineffectual president for the past 4 years, so I really don't want another ineffectual president. And I'm afraid his bad reputation in Washington will hamper him from being able to make any positive change.
Oh, there's so many politicians that are unable to even help. I mean, they need really clean house, as far as I'm concerned. I think he's just another. But I do feel that it took a lot of balls.
Oh,
for him to run for president and say, "Hey, I know how the workings are." And
I don't think anybody questions his balls.
No,
no.
At least not the women he's been married to or messing
with. Wow, stop it, guys.
Oh, we went there. You know, but what I do like about him is his grasp of
reality,
and of the political situation.
Yeah.
And you know, he is a really smart guy. He actually knows his history. He knows what's going on.
He knows who's in charge.
He knows what we got to do. You know, if he ends up being our president, I won't be upset. I will probably vote for him. Of course, you know, I'm one of those kind of people.
Well, you're not going to say you're going to vote for Obama, are you?
Well, I vote on the facts.
Could happen.
And I vote on the facts that I have at the time of voting. So should new information come about, I will keep an open mind. You know, if something comes out to where it's like, well, actually, some figures come out to say, actually, stuff that Obama did has really helped, or that the plan that Newt Gingrich or whoever our Republican nominee comes for will hurt and have actual scientific data.
I have to be honest with you. Obama has, in my mind, done some good things. I mean, I like to hear that, Isaiah, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm not a Democrat, I'm not a Republican, I'm not a liberal, I don't know. I'm not Ron Paul, you know?
You're exactly right.
But the thing
every president has.
Yes, I get fed up with a person who's a Republican saying, well, you're going to vote Republican because you're Republican.
Right.
Well, how about because this is a good thing to do or this is a...
You know, I am sick of politics being a team sport. You know, it's one thing rooting for the Giants because you're from New York, you love the Giants.
Speaking of, you're
always going to be a Giants fan. Politics, it's about everybody. It's not about
Well, it should be, but
winning.
It isn't.
Yeah, exactly.
And why isn't it about an American party? Why is it about a Republican and a Democrat? Why don't we have an American party? Where we could vote on things within it, but not... It just seems to me that the Democrats and the Republicans have come to a point where, like you say, it's a tug of war.
Well, it is. It is a tug of war, and the reason it has to do with money. And our country is so large, we have... such a large population in this country, a large landmass in this country. And let's face it, Americans don't care about government, unfortunately. And so what happens is it takes so much money to be able to reach the voters and get them to pay attention to you that the people that have the money are the power players in this world on both sides of the aisle. And what happens is they have their own legislative agenda that will help them to grow their business interests or whatever interests they may have. And so therefore, they turn around and in order to release that money into the political system, they try and find people that are going to vote the way they want them to vote.
Well, don't you find out that you feel pretty segregated from Washington living here in Nevada?
Oh, absolutely. You go to Washington might as well be on a different planet.
Yeah, exactly. And all the politicians that are there as well, because all we get is whatever the media... whether it's print or radio or TV tells us.
Right. And these groups are completely out of touch with the Americans. Like, for example, a local example here, the Nevada State Education Association released their rankings several months back of the legislators after the end of our last legislative cycle here in the state of Nevada. Debbie Smith, Assemblyman Democrat from Sparks, who is one of the biggest champions of education in the system in the state of Nevada, received a D from the NSEA. I mean, it just goes to show because...
How does that happen?
It happens because the...
Apathy.
Neighbors.
The political arm, the political arm of the NSEA decided that Debbie Smith didn't get all the accomplishments done that they wanted her to get done. So therefore, they graded her low.
And she had no one to back her up. And this is what... You talking like this about the local problems that we have and how it starts right there reminds me of Ryan Costello. And he is for organizing... On a local level, I think we'll have more input, we'll have more say, we'll have more knowledge if we start at that base. Because like we were just saying, Washington might as well be in Afghanistan.
Well, people don't realize that our government has to be able to function. And in order for the government to function, there does have to be some times when the two parties come together. Like, for example, especially on the conservative side, you'll frequently see you'll have these legislative action groups that will grade the legislators just like the NSEA did. Mm-hmm. And they'll grade the top legislator, somebody like a Sharon Angle type, that will vote no on everything, offer no legislative alternatives, and then be graded as the most conservative, and then all of a sudden everybody loves her because she's saying no to everything. Yeah, you didn't get any bad policy through, or you didn't allow any bad policy through, but you didn't offer any alternatives.
Yeah, there's no...
Why does there need to be an alternative?
There has to be solutions.
We don't necessarily need legislation every day of the week.
We hire our legislators. Okay, here's a perfect example.
No, we don't hire them to make laws.
Yeah,
that's a mistake people
We
make.
Hire our legislators to legislate. Now, for example, Representative Ron Paul out of Texas, for example, who has been in the United States Congress off and on for over 30 years, in his time in Washington, D.C., he has introduced 620 pieces of legislation. You know how many of those he's passed?
How many?
One.
Okay. Well, I bet you could say that of most.